Ryan Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his reelection campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. But the president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside and that he can't beat Donald Trump.
I'm the most qualified person to beat him. I know how to get things done.
Even when it was suggested leading Democrats are trying to gently push him out, Biden says there's only one voice that could persuade him.
If the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain's newly elected Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, made his first public statement since leading Britain's Labour Party to a landslide election victory on Friday. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Starmer became the country's 58th prime minister, the first leader from the centre-left party to win a UK national election since Tony Blair, who won three in a row starting in 1997. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister Starmer said the work of change began and that he will
establish a way of working across the United Kingdom that will be different and better to the way of working that we've had in recent years, and to recognise the contributions of all four nations.
Starmer's first meeting on the international stage will be next week when he attends the NATO summit in Washington. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This